Are you saved? Acts 16 verses 30 to 31 says, And he brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? So they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. But what are we saved from? The Bible says, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We need to be saved from sin, and our loving Creator and God has offered us all a remedy for sin in our lives. That remedy includes deliverance from the penalty, from the power, and from the presence of sin. We can be delivered from the penalty of sin. Romans 8 verse 1 says, There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. There comes a moment in our lives when through one circumstance or another, we are confronted with the gospel and have realized that God, because of His great love, gave His only Son to die as a substitute for us. When we repent toward and believe toward the Lord Jesus Christ, at that moment we are sealed by the Holy Spirit of God and born again into His family. The Lord sees the population of the world as two groups, the saved and the lost, the saints and the ain'ts. We are all in the lost department until we are saved. As Jesus said, I have come into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. What a joy it is to realize that our Creator God in love revealed Himself and came down into our human race to give His life and save us by His precious soul-cleansing blood. We can be delivered from the power of sin. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 18 says, For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. The angel said to Mary, You shall call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. Matthew 1:21. As believers, we know that sin grieves God and cuts off our communion with Him. So we come to hate sin, and instead we hunger and thirst for His righteousness as we sanctify the Lord our God in our hearts. This comes from a daily commitment to prayer, reading the Bible, fellowshipping with other Christians. Besides, we do not want to be ashamed at His coming when He takes us home to glory. So then it is our privilege and delight to live day by day according to His word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Galatians 5:16 says, Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We will be delivered from the presence of sin. 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 17 says, Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life shall enter into paradise and always be with the Lord. It will be at that time when the Lord Jesus will descend from heaven to take His bride, the Church, to be with Him in heaven for all eternity. What a joy that day will be, and what a wonderful peace and assurance we have as believers, as we trust in the promises of God's Word, how it draws out our hearts afresh to our Lord Jesus Christ, our eternal God and companion. Do you, dear friend, have a right, real, intimate, and a loving relationship with Him who wants to spend eternity with you?